Central Australia is truly the land of extremes. Temperatures can go from sub-zero in winter and up to 48 degrees in summer. Rainfall is consistent in its inconsistency. The desert is often in a dry, dormant state that can last for many years. Then floods bring it back from the brink. Flora species here don't play the same seasonal flowering game like their interstate cousins. Many species flower only in response to rainfall, so seed is often hard to find in the first place. It's a boom and bust environment where those with physiological or physical adaptations always come out in front. Out here, you'll have to be a tough and extremely patient little seed to survive. Repetitive freezing and thawing, following adequate cool season rains, signal the many annual wildflower species to burst into turbo speed growth and produce seed all within a few short winter months. This generation of seed may lay in the soil for years before it has the same opportunity as its parents to reproduce. Fruits from Eremophila species are woody and extremely hard. Inside, this protective armor protects tiny rice-like seeds. Commonly known as emu bushes, it is said that emus eat the seed and their stomach acids break down the woody exterior of the fruit, exposing the seed after it is passed through the animal, allowing it to germinate. That's, of course, if the conditions are right in the outside world. Where emus are absent, we assume that constant exposure and weathering of the fruits, possibly over many years, will eventually release the seed. In the nursery here at the Desert Park, horticulturalists have manually opened Eremophila fruits that are over 10 years old to reveal viable seed. Most acacia species use a physical barrier in the form of a hardened seed coat, or tester, to protect their fleshy embryos inside. Moisture combined with heat from the warmer months team up to crack the tester and allow the embryo to swell, and like magic, cell division can begin. Acacia seed can remain viable for decades, awaiting the perfect conditions to germinate and thrive. Throughout the world, scientists and horticulturalists are continually studying plant reproduction and trying to discover the well-kept secrets of germination. Local species like Eremophila freelingii, rock fuchsia bush, that are quite common in the wild, have proven almost impossible to grow from seed in cultivation. Why? One day, hopefully, we might find out.